Fidel Castro issued a letter read on state television by his secretary. It said sustained intestinal bleeding obligated him to undergo what he described as a complicated surgical procedure, which requires several weeks of rest. The Cuban leader said the health crisis was provoked by severe stress because of a heavy work schedule during recent trips to Argentina and eastern Cuba. He also asked that his 80th birthday celebration, scheduled for August 13th, be postponed until December 2nd. That is the 50th anniversary of Cuba's Revolutionary Armed Forces. Fidel Castro named his 75-year-old brother Raúl as temporary leader of the Cuban government, military, and Communist Party. Raúl Castro has served as defense minister and second-in-command of the Communist Party and Council of State, Cuba's supreme governing body. Like his brother, Raúl Castro is a communist hardliner who recognizes the party as the only source of power in Cuba. But the younger Castro also has promoted free enterprise farmers markets and suggested the communist system could be reformed. Thousands of Cuban immigrants who fled Fidel Castro's authoritarian rule poured into the streets of Miami, Florida, to celebrate what many believe to be the dictator's demise.
My grandfather's a political prisoner, and I came here when I was a baby. And this is the happiest day of my life because that means I'm going to be able to see my country, Cuba.
Cuba es para los cubanos.
Cuba es para Cubans.
It may mark the beginning of a change in Cuba, which is what we all want.
In Cuba, people express shock over the ill health of the only leader most of them have ever known.
It's a shame Fidel is sick. As a Cuban, I feel it deeply. I want him to get well soon and go on. This will continue just the same. This is communism.
My commandant will last a long time because he is good. Of course, he has to last.
After nearly 48 years in power, Fidel Castro's health appears to be deteriorating. He fainted during a public address in 2001. 2 years ago, he tripped and broke his kneecap and right arm. Last year, he dismissed a U.S. intelligence report that he is suffering from Parkinson's disease. But Mr. Castro has promised to step down if he becomes too ill to govern. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.